If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. It's only about 1% of the total federal budget, but foreign aid never seems to score that highly in the polls. Nevertheless, President Obama, who is in Africa this week, today defended U.S. assistance to that continent. He said it isn't just good for individuals in poor countries there, but for farmers as well. Obama said that his administration will continue to supply aid to Africa in order to help grow African small businesses. Doing so, he said, will eventually create more of a middle class across the continent. The House has passed a bill that would allow for more drilling off the country's coastlines. The legislation is sure to die in the Senate, but Republicans who supported the measure say that it will create more jobs and reduce prices at the pump. And a new Gallup poll shows that 43% of the country is unaware that nearly all Americans will soon be required to buy health insurance. Under the Affordable Care Act, most Americans will either have to purchase insurance or pay a non-compliance fee starting next year. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
Friday afternoon with you now, 5 o'clock. Beautiful downtown, uptown, crosstown, Newcastle County, Delaware. I thank you for listening in, and I thank you for being who you are, doing what you do. And I'll be here till 7 o'clock, like every Friday. Christopher Manti Show, 718-305-7176 is the phone number to reach me, as always, 718-305-7176. Feel free to call me or email as well, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. This is the Conservative Nation Radio Network. Please go to conservativenationradio.org or visit us on Facebook at, you guessed it, Conservative Nation Radio, or my own show on Facebook, Manti Show. And Twitter, of course, follow us at CNR Show. Got some great shout-outs recently, so we've got some great followers there. Please join them. Interested in anything I'm doing, also, please go to ChristopherManti.com. Thank you very much. Today's program on June the 28th, and we're in the middle of a severe weather event. A lot of us are, actually, on the East Coast right now. We are under, my county is under tornado warning as we speak, so if things get dicey and I just leave the air, you know why. I may have gone to Oz. Hopefully not. Probably just my basement, but you never know. So say a prayer for your countrymen and friends and family around this part of the woods. Hopefully we'll be all right. But I will press on. In fact, I'm so far away from a basement right now, you have no idea. Manti Show, it will brave the elements just for you. So thank you again for tuning in. And all week, please turn into our network. Our entire roster of shows is here for you to entertain and teach and make you cry. Hopefully tears of joy. Educate, enlighten, entertain. Anything else that you want to give back to us, please do so. Chat room is open here if you're live listening to me, just scroll down on the webpage and there's a chat box. Go to work. Or if you're not listening to me live, thank you, by the way. Most of my listeners are. Downloads, podcasting, however you phrase it. So thank you so much for that. And on we go. So assuming my studio here will be in one piece, we will proceed as if nothing is going on. All right. Good. Excellent plan. Tonight on the show, obviously the big to-do around the nation past few days has been the Supreme Court's various decisions, including the one regarding gay marriage, or ones. They made several decisions about that topic, and despite their best efforts to spin it otherwise, saying it doesn't affect this and it's not about that, I must say, even my fellow conservatives are deceived on this one, a lot of them, thinking, oh, this is really good news. This is great for states' rights. Bull. Bull. What the Supreme Court has done is it's condoned Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's cool. Hey, you know, if that's what you want to do. But at least call it for what it is. And again, the supposedly right-wing, quote-unquote, judges. We're going to have a traitor. This one is Kennedy. Last time it was Roberts. So if you read Kennedy's opinion, he basically just lays it out there and says, if you're not in favor of gay marriage, you're a bigot. And that's the bottom line about all this. That if you don't believe what we believe, you're evil. And we're coming for you with the power of law. How dare you? And even though our extremely trustworthy president, yes, he never lies and always does exactly what he says. That's a joke. In fact, that was such a funny joke. We need some of this. Thank you very much. So, yes, he's so reliable and trustworthy and truthful that he just came out and said yesterday, hey, I'm not going to make you make any of these churches perform gay weddings. We'll see about that. We will see about that. Because, as we know, the president doesn't do anything. He doesn't know anything about any scandal ever. Anything bad that happens, not my problem, not my fault. No, I found out on the news with you. So when the various states, especially here in the Northeast, try, and they will, to force churches in their state to perform gay weddings, then we're going to see what happens. We're going to see who the people of God are and who the people of man are. Man in the generic sense. Don't get in the gutter there. And we're going to find out who's who and what's what. And as usual, this topic just brings them out of the woodwork. And I'm not kidding. You know, I'm big on, I'm on social media a lot. And you can find me on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. And people literally who I've not talked to in year more, sometimes never have spoken with, and I don't know who they are other than a Facebook friend at some point. They will automatically out of the woodwork jump out, and because I posted something, a scripture, okay, not my opinion even, just a scripture from the book of Jude, all of a sudden, oh, I was wondering what that meant. Yeah, what's your interpretation of that? I'm like, oh, that's interesting. This person never talks to me about the Bible at all, anytime ever. And all of a sudden, they're jumping out. So keep that in mind. It's very instructive about what this topic has been cultivated to do, and that is make you, the Christian, the bad guy. You are bad for believing what the Bible says, and the Bible itself is bad, and eventually, like is happening in Canada right now, if you preach the gospel, that's a hate crime. And once they get you on a hate crime, you can be arrested. You can be put in jail. That's persecution, friends. And worse. What about the all-too-well-meaning people who don't want to wait for an arrest or a trial? They want to sentence you on the spot, on the street. It's coming. It's coming. Preparation, the name of the game. Preparation. But don't shrink from this. The church has to, as I'm going to talk about later tonight, go on offense. Time to go on offense. You might say go on offense. Because offending people, well, frankly, that's what we're supposed to do. Jesus' life was a storm of controversy, as you may know. The apostles, like the prophets before them, could hardly go a day without controversy. Paul said he debated daily. To avoid controversy is to avoid Christ, my friends. If you claim to follow him, you can't be a go-along-to-get-along type of person. We can have peace, but it's not true peace. It's servile and a carnal peace. The truth is slain in the streets. How will your father judge that action? How will he look upon you after that if you seek that instead of the truth? Instead of living up to your expectation, his expectation of you, that you're no better than the ones who came before you. Servant is not greater than his master. And look what happened to your master. Well, maybe he's really not. Maybe you're just pretending and you're playing church. Think about it, friend. Of course, it's the Christopher Manti Show, 718-305-7176, here every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. But there's a show on tomorrow that's maybe just as good as mine. It's pretty clear. In any case, that the switch is on to conservativenationradio.org, and we don't just mean listeners. Robert Garding has a show called New Wise Conservatism, and his show now comes to you right here on Conservative Nation Radio every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time. Robert has always had a big internet following, so listen tomorrow, and you will find out why. Thousands love his brand of New Wise Conservatism, and you will too. That's the New Wise Conservatism Show with Robert Garding tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we'll be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and...
Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew!
Wait. Mom, what?
What?
Huh?
Hold
What'd
on.
What'd you say?
Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going
to
want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn
Orsi
onto Martin
and
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three lights.
Happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then
think
drive five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right. That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. This is your host, Christopher Manti. Welcome to my show for this 28th day of June 2013. The year is breezing on by, and who knows what the rest of this year will bring. Some people say they do know, and it's not going to be pretty, according to them. If you tuned in last week, you heard the account of a purported insider from the Department of Homeland Security, who says without equivocation that this year two major events will play out. That is the war in Syria and a crash of the American dollar and the civil unrest that will follow due to both of those things. They're preparing for that. They're not preparing for Islamic terror, they're preparing for Tea Party terror. In fact, come to think of that, there was a poll out this week where most people are sane and do answer the question correctly, what's the biggest terrorist threat we face, which is, forget what the, how they said, radical Islam or whatever, Islam, Islamic terror. However, the closer you get to an Obama supporter in that question, the more the scale slides. And when you get to the folks who identify themselves as strong Obama supporters, their top concern, their number one terrorist that they think we should be on the lookout for is the Tea Party. That's right. That's right. The long and storied history of Tea Party terrorism is well documented, as you know. There's just really no place to hide from them. And I mean, the body count is just, man. Whew. I mean, granted, they always clean up their garbage and are always very nice to everyone. And are a lot of old folks that carry lawn chairs and flags and stuff, but those are weapons, you right? Come on. There's no doubting what they're about. Terrorists. That's the level of brain power that we're at as a nation. Don't underestimate the number of strong Obama supporters. They're not some 2% fringe. It's almost a quarter of the country. This is why every day that goes by and every event that happens, I'm more and more convicted in the fact that politics is irrelevant. It's over. We had our chance. And there ain't going to be no changes in that arena. Country is lost. And the Supreme Court decision is just another example of that. And Prop 8, the California, where millions of voters, the ones that are supposed to have the power, the people of a state, did something entirely constitutional and within their rights, and by the way, morally right, so it doesn't meet any other conditions for invalidating their voice. But it wasn't the right choice. So you can't say that gay marriage is illegal in your state. That's invalid because that's born of hate. That's bad enough. But the next level and the true root, as we cut to the root here on the Manti Show, the true root of this is an attack on the church. I don't mean the Catholic Church. The church meaning Christianity. The church, the many-membered body of Christ. That is the attack. Because always when it comes down to it, why are you opposed to gay marriage? If you stumble, you're defeated. There's two reasons. One, natural law, right? It's not a natural condition. That's why there are two sexes. You propagate your species. If a male and a male anything have sex with each other, the species will die out. It's not a natural thing to do. It doesn't mean it doesn't happen in nature. A lot of things that are counterproductive happen in nature, but it's not the natural progression of things. It's not the natural way of being. It's not how you live. It's how you die. Nature is about life, right? Propagating life and surviving, survival of the fittest and all that. Well, guess what? You're not fit if you don't realize there are two genders and those two genders have to have sex with each other and not with themselves. Bottom line is the church is being attacked. Every time one of your – I mean, look, I grew up with liberal friends. They're all lefties, almost every one. I don't mean just grown up from grade school. I mean through college. I still hang around with some of them, and maybe even some of them are listening to me right now. I hope so. But I'm not holding my breath. The church has to go on offense, otherwise we're done. Why do you think gay marriage is wrong? God says it's bad. Other than nature, nature's God himself says it's a no-no. And here are the dozen scriptures to back it up. And here is 6,000 years of recorded history to back him up. No Jewish or Christian tradition, quote unquote, will back it up because it's not there. God is not silent on this issue. He's obviously against it and with good reason. You're sticking your finger in his eye when you do that, when you say that he would support such a thing. You're a moron. Sorry. You're unbiblical. You're ignorant. And you're just trying to start a fight. That's how they feel. They feel empowered without fail. Like I was telling you earlier about this Facebook postings and all of a sudden people who never in my life show up and start commenting and know everything about me. And about all gay marriage opponents. Without a doubt, every single time they validate their own sense of righteousness, right? I'm sure you've seen it. If you're involved in this at all, this day-to-day culture war, you'll see it. And actually, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened there. Yeah, virtuous. That's what I'm looking for. Right. They'll tell you without a doubt every time that they're the virtuous ones. I love everyone. I accept everyone. Oh, yes. As if we don't. Just because we have this little thing called accountability and there's a thing called sin and there's a thing called repentance and God won't have anything to do with sin. They don't like that whole thing. They don't like that whole judgment from God thing. They don't like that whole I'm responsible for doing wrong in my life and I'm going to be judged for that. They hate that. They really don't like that. So that's the root of that issue. And they'll even try to fool you sometimes and pretend like they're interested in your take on Scripture. Or, wow, maybe this person's actually coming to the Lord, or maybe they're actually looking and they really don't understand and they're really confused and I'm here to help them. Well, unfortunately, almost every single time it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. They're not a believer. They've never had any intention of finding out the truth of the Scripture. They're there to finger you, okay? In a gangster way. This is the guilty one. This is the one. This is one of them. The mark is on you. Some of them are paid, I'm convinced. Just to make comments and challenge. Or they're at least pressured into it. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. Point is, you as a Christian, you have to fight back and go on offense. Go on offense. It's about repentance and conversion. You have got to be out to convert folks. Not just argue with them or run away or hide in your church. You are supposed to go to the gates of hell and knock them down and steal their residence and make them one of our residents. Right? Not too complicated, is it? Well, to some it appears that it is. So I want to be encouraging to you right now and put on that helmet. And those pads, get on the field. Whatever you're doing, I'm not doing this to insult you, but whatever you're doing in your life, you're not doing enough. Because leadership is lacking. Why do you think we're in the state that we're in? Because we have a lot of great Christian moral leaders out here making an impact? Is God's word being shouted from the rooftops? Is it being obeyed? It's being made a mockery of. And our numbers are shrinking, not growing. So, get in the fight and be counted. Be counted. When we come back, there's an interesting story. I think it's interesting, from Iran. And the clerics within Iran are talking about the impending Syrian war. It's been going on for a while. It's a civil war, but a wider conflict. They see it coming. And they see it as a prelude to the coming of the Mahdi. The hidden Mahdi, as you may have heard it addressed, their version of the Messiah, who comes back and kills all the infidels. Yep. Well, I'm going to get into that. There's a story about that opinion and take on it, and I'll tie it together for you, show you how it applies to real life. And then, either 5:45 or the 6 o'clock hour, Book of Revelation will be opened once again. And I will go through it again, line by line, precept upon precept. Teaching. Yep. I'll be teaching it. So, stay tuned for that. This is the Manti Show, 718-305-7176. Christopher@conservativenationradio.org is the email. I always like to be secure here, so let's talk about LifeLock. ConservativeNationRadio.org is very proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service that there is today, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques, the good kind, not the NSA kind, where everyone finds out. They combine that with outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, whenever you need them, just call. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org now and click on the LifeLock banner. That's the LifeLock banner. Conservativenationradio.org, LifeLock banner. Remember, the network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. We'll be back right after this.
Congress don't make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony for Red, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How I long to hear you sing beneath the clear blue skies.
A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
My friends, this is Christopher Manti Show. I am he, Christopher Manti, your humble host. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176, and this is the place of the final resistance. Please join me and join up and take a hint, okay? There are places out there where you can prepare for what's coming, no matter what that is. Be smart, use your brains. And there are forums out there. You can connect locally with your state, your county, your town, your zip code, all kinds of good stuff. And so you won't be alone, so you won't be lost in this world. All right? All right. Just want to get that out of the way. This is the Christopher Manti Show. Here till 7 p.m. Eastern Time, like every Friday night, Friday afternoon, I guess now in the summertime. Sun's out till 9 o'clock here now. So that's pretty awesome. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening on download afterward. If you are, that is excellent as well. I love it. And whenever I know time is hard to come by nowadays, so I really appreciate you listening in for 2 hours or less. That is okay, too. I thank you for being there very much. Like I mentioned before the break, there is there's a story from Iran. They've elected a new president, by the way. And I plan on praying for him. I mean that. He was it's kind of like the shortest or tallest midget in the circus type of situation where all of the presidential candidates were approved by the mullahs over there. So there's no such thing as a moderate Shiite Muslim approved leader. They're all insane. But he's the least insane of all of them, we think. So we want to pray for him and his conversion to Christianity, because that is the only way Iran is going to change. Because there's some dire warnings about it in the Bible. That is for sure. So, be on the lookout, okay? Say a prayer for him. And maybe things will turn around in Iran. But if not, here's a story I want to read to you. A Syrian crisis, prelude to coming of Mahdi. One can smell the end times and the last Islamic Messiah. This is by an author named Reza Khalili. I'm seeing it on WorldNet Daily Faith section now. I'm not giving any credence to the site at all. I'm just telling you this is where the story is. And it was well worth telling. So here we go. A high Iranian politician believes the Syrian revolution could be the catalyst for sparking a worldwide conflagration that will usher in an era of Muslim domination of the world. Here's the quote. One can smell from the crisis in Syria the coming of the end of times and the coming of the last Islamic Messiah, said Ruhollah Hossein Anian, member of the Islamic regime's parliament. Previously, he was deputy of the intelligence ministry and member of the board of trustees of the Islamic Revolution Document Center. Shiites, whose clerics rule Iran with an iron fist, believe at the end of times, the 12th Imam, called the Mahdi, a 9th century prophet, will reappear with Jesus Christ at his side, kill all the infidels, and raise the flag of Islam in all four corners of the world. Yes, that's right. As the thunder booms outside my window. Shiite Muslims, who are a small minority of Islam, by the way, they're kind of like the crazy uncle. But as of the, by the way, the other branch, the Sunnis, bring you Al-Qaeda. Okay, so there's no good side at all. But these guys believe that Jesus returns with this 9th century prophet to kill the infidels and bring Islam to the world. That's right, Jesus brings Islam to the world when he returns. That's what they think. Okay, many analysts believe Iran is seeking nuclear capability to bring on that Armageddon. That's very possible. They are deluded about so many things, they could very well be deluded into thinking that if they have these weapons and shoot it at Jerusalem or something, that it will hasten his coming. So it's waiting for them. But I digress. Based on the hadiths by Muhammad and his descendants, the Syrian revolution. Oh, by the way, Syria is really the only other place in the world where there is a powerful Shiite population other than Lebanon. And how do I put this? Short version, the Alawites, who are a tribe basically within Syria and have been for a long, long time. They are the Shia there. They're a minority again, but they're the ones who rule. That's the family of Assad, his house, and et cetera. Okay, so the current Assad, who's the ruler there, his father and his whole family, they're all part of this, the Alawite Shia. Okay, anyway, based on the Hadith by Muhammad and Sinan, the Syrian revolution is a start to the coming of the Mahdi. Hossein said in a speech quoted Thursday by the Fars news agency. Fars is Farsi, which is Iran, Persia, okay, a media outlet run by the Revolutionary Guards. Quote, Imam Sadiq, that's the Shiite's fourth imam, has stated when the masters of the yellow flag, that being the Lebanese Hezbollah, ever heard of them, engage in a conflict with anti-Shiite elements in Damascus and Iranian forces join them, this is a sign and a prelude to the coming of His Highness, the Mahdi. Hossein said, we will see that now the masters of the yellow flag are engaged with anti-Shiite groups in Damascus. Perhaps this is the event that promises the coming and that we must prepare ourselves. Hadiths from Ali, Shiite's first imam, Ali, this is descendant of Muhammad, also state that a sign of the coming will be the fall of the walls of Damascus. By the way, they stole this right from the Bible, okay? All right, quote, that's my input, that's over. A tight-knit coalition of Syrian loyalists, Hezbollah fighters, and Iranian forces is fighting against a loose coalition of Syrian rebels and Al-Qaeda fighters. The anti-Assad forces have brought their fight to inside Damascus. Hossein told the audience that they should prepare themselves for war. Quote, the coming of His Highness is assured. The Prophet has promised that the people from the east, which according to the Hadiths means Iran, take power and prepare for the government of Imam Mahdi. Hossein said that because of the belief in the Mahdi, many Christians have converted to Shiaism. Quote, including a French philosopher who converted to Shiaism and wrote that because of the Shiites' belief in Mahdi and that a human being will appear to establish justice in the world, this was the reason for me to become a Shiite. Okay. WorldNet Daily reported on June 23rd that the Islamic regime's newly elected president, Hassan Rouhani, attributed his victory in the June 15th voting to the 12th Imam, showing the deep belief of regime officials at the coming of Mahdi. Here's his quote. This victory and the epic saga are without a doubt due to the special kindness of the Imam Zaman Mahdi and the measures taken by the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, especially his guidance and words. Without his management, then it was not clear if the people of Iran would witness such a day filled with joy, Rouhani said. Ayatollah Mouvedeh Khamenei, in his Friday prayer speech last week, congratulating Rouhani for his election, said that before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, the struggle will reach its peak. In that fight, there won't even be mercy on the womb in the mother's belly. He urged Muslims to prepare the grounds for the coming of Mahdi. Recently, General Hassan Firouzabadi, Iranian military chief of staff, criticized President Obama's decision to provide weapons to rebel factions in Syria and warned, quote, Obama has made his most dangerous blunder today as president of the U.S. when, with the deceits of the Israelis, of course, he issued an order sending weapons for terrorists in Syria. Today, the shipment of arms to Syrian terrorists won't solve anything, as the Syrian nation, with its national army, will force Israeli mercenaries to retreat and escape. As WorldNet Daily reported last year, a joint war room was created among Iran, Hezbollah, and Syria to defeat the opposition in Syria and to respond to any possible attack by U.S. or NATO forces, with a directive for an immediate response to fire a barrage of missiles from the three allies, that's Iran, Hezbollah, and Syria, not only toward Israel, but also to American assets in the region. The British newspaper The Independent reported June 16th that Iran has decided to send 4,000 troops from its Revolutionary Guard forces to Syria to assure President Bashar Assad's survival. And if you go to the WND WorldNet Daily website, there is a video that has been translated into English about Islamic prophecies of their Messiah and the coming destruction of Israel and America. It's weird. It's about how many minutes long? Like 25, 30 minutes long. So if you have the predilection, go check it out. Just thought this was interesting because of how it addresses Syria and how Iran is tied to it all. And I've told you before about the two prophecies yet to come involve those countries before America falls. All happens around the same time. Then tribulation can begin. 718-305-7176. This is the Christopher Manti Show here on Conservative Nation Radio Network. And remember, I'm not the only program here. We have a whole roster of shows every day for your listening pleasure. And my friend Duke Brooks has a show every Wednesday night at 7. It's called Radio Free America. He is our friendly local Republican spokesman. Duke Brooks calls himself a paleocon, rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism was in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy and Whitaker Chambers. So what do you expect? Get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, welcome back indeed, Christopher Manti Show, back on the air with you, 718-305-7176, or Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. Other ways to reach me, or if you're here live listening, you can scroll down and there's a chat room that you can log into right now and express yourself, talk amongst yourselves, any question, comment, concern, or anything else that might be on your mind, feel free to do that. Thank you for listening to the Manti Show every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time here on Conservative Nation Radio Network. I so much appreciate you being here and supporting all our shows and being a light in this world. I hope you are. I hope you're seeking to do a better job of it every day, because none of us are near where we need to be. That is for sure. God is faithful to us, but we can certainly turn our backs on him, try to do things our way for our glory. That is not the way it works. That's not the way he's going to work through you. So far tonight, we have talked about Supreme Court rulings this week and Sodom and Gomorrah and what happens with them and gay marriage. The church needs to go on offense. Stop being such a wuss. Speak out boldly and in truth and speak truth to power, because you are the power of God in this world. Sounds big, I know, but that's what he's got for us, so you might as well embrace it and march. And we just talked about how some in Iran are using the Syrian crisis to promote a prelude of their Messiah, the coming of the Mahdi. Some people have conjectured that this is the Antichrist. Well, you know what? I'm not. Now we're going to get to this part of Revelation soon, but wouldn't surprise me at all for Satan, who will come as the false Christ. He brings with him 7,000 fallen angels. So one of those can claim to be the Mahdi. Sure. I'm not discounting that at all. But it's such a tiny minority opinion, even in the Islamic world, that it will have very little effect to claim to be that guy, to really convert the world and put your mark in their brains, have them believe you. The all-encompassing Christ figure who embraces everyone equally and doesn't judge. That one, that's Satan. Lucifer himself. And he's coming. He's in heaven right now. You may have never even heard that, but it's absolutely true. And at some point, Michael, the angel, will evict Satan and his army. They have nowhere to go but down. In other words, here. And then you have the real tribulation. But a lot of stuff happens to happen before that. Two of the big prophecies are in the book of Daniel and the book of Isaiah. One has to do with Iran, one has to do with Syria. The one in Syria has Damascus being destroyed completely. It has never happened in history. It will happen soon. And we'll get into that, I guess, after Revelation's done. But I've also been working for quite a long time now, my blog, to lay this out exactly what's coming next and what happens when that happens. So the Bible is clear. Once Damascus falls, it doesn't say who does it. Could be Iran, could be America, could be Israel, the country of Israel, could be the NATO, could be Al-Qaeda, could be the Syrian government themselves or Hezbollah. I don't know. At least I don't know yet. But point is, it gets destroyed to the point where it's not even inhabitable anymore. And that might give you a clue as to what kind of weapons are used. But point is, when it happens, those are the days that America falls. It says it right in the Bible. It's in there. Yep. And then the other thing that happens, Iran keeps pushing its neighbors and pushing to the point where a great force, a great alliance from the West comes against Iran and breaks it. It's to such a point where it's ruining all the global powers, the leaders, the ones behind the scenes, you might say the ones in the heavenly places, are really ticked off at Iran at some point. They themselves will stop them. And who's their leader? Just talked about him. The devil. Satan himself will play a part in breaking Iran. Believe it or not. Bible says it. Once that happens, he arrives. How long till we get there? I do not know. Maybe 20 years, maybe. 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, 6 months. Yes, 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 yes. We just don't know. But God will talk to his people. He will send out prophets. That is a promise. It's always been that way. It's not going to change now. His word is there for you. So please look it up and study for yourself. Because we are in a time, in a situation. I can't speak for all over the world. Everyone has a role to play, either positive or negative. But in America right now, you see what's being set up. You may have brushed off. I did. I brushed it off for years and years. Oh, crazy. No one's coming for our guns. We have, religious liberty up the wazoo. We've got freedom and protections and constitutional rights. No one's really hurting. I don't, forget all these people who say we're in any kind of danger. We have two parties. One of them is always checking the other one. It's not going to get too bad. Well, now we have the second term of a tyrant, wannabe tyrant, and his acolytes who will stop at nothing to punish their enemies. And that's a quote. I could name the names, but you don't need to know them necessarily. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can't vote them out. It's too late. Hey, if we're still around kicking and there's an election happening in 2016, then great. That means things have been delayed. But I don't care if you're under some kind of delusion that 2014 is going to be some great conservative victory in the Senate. I don't know what drugs you're on. Even if it was somehow, it's not going to change anything. President is still the same, and he'll be even more emboldened with executive orders. He doesn't care. He doesn't care who's in Congress. It's irrelevant. Impeachment. Give me a break with the impeachment. He's not going anywhere. Even if by some miracle there he is impeached, the House votes to impeach, and the Senate votes to convict, which I don't care. I'll go to Atlantic City and win before that happens. It's not going to happen. Even if he's convicted, he won't leave. He won't leave, guys. Come on. You know this. He'll provoke a crisis before it gets to that. There is no way he's leaving. Show you, and not to put anyone on the spot, just to show you that the chat room does work, and I'm looking at it, and you can interact with the host this way, which is really totally awesome, by the way. Feel free to utilize it. There's a comment. I won't say who it's from, but says here that every empire and every king eventually falls. British Empire came to an end, so will the American Empire, China, we the next world leaders. Well, here's the thing. After America, it's over. There is no world leader after that. the economy of the world collapses. Civil unrest will be everywhere. We're the bulwark. And it's intentionally that way. God set this up on purpose. We're the last to go. And when we go, that's it. So, my take on that, 6 o'clock here, and we've reached the halfway point of the Christopher Manti Show. And remember, this is what your president thinks.
My lord, is that legal?
I will make it legal.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today. With an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Manti Radio Program. It is I, your rocking host. 6:04 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States. Hopefully we'll still be here in the morning. Got a lot of wicked weather happening right now. So be safe out there, please. Got a lot of crazy pictures coming in from my state. Whoa. That looks like a tornado. Holy smokes. That's in a town that's about 10 miles from me. Okie dokie. Anyways, we're going to keep on keeping on here, and hopefully it passes by the Trinity Media Studios. Thanks for joining me, as always. I appreciate you so very much. It is now time. For the past couple of weeks, past 3 weeks, I guess, I had the unction to, because it seems like no one is studying it or reading it, No church is teaching it, and I know of Book of Revelation. It's so important for us to know and so timely right now. No, I don't believe it's something that describes things that are already done. I think almost none of it has happened. And we're up to the point now where we finished talking about the seven churches, and that everyone in this who's listening to me is part of one of those churches. Which one are you? Is God happy with you? Is the Lord Jesus happy with what you're doing? Or are you in danger? I wouldn't want to be in danger. Then we've gone through the seven seals, the infamous seven seals, including the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and what each of those meant, and the precept that a seal is something that's in your mind, and it even talks about it. We just ended with it last week about the seal of God in their foreheads. About 144,000 of Israel, of all the tribes, not just the Jews, being sealed, and the four winds being held back. And the book of Daniel tells you what happens when those four winds are released. The beast rises from the sea. And we're getting to that. So once you're sealed, the seven seals in your mind, those are prophetic. Those are telling you, those are for this day, today, June 28th, before the stuff starts, you have to have it sealed in your mind that you know it's coming. That's what God does. God will do nothing. Oh, I'm going to give you a quote exactly right now. I'm going to get it right. God will do nothing, is what I'm thinking of. Feats don't fail me now. Amos, book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. He reveals his secrets, like revelation to his servants, the prophets. In other words, he's not keeping any secrets. Anything that's coming, he's making known through his prophets. Are you one of them? It's already written. Are you preaching it? Are you getting it out there to your fellow Christians and to new Christians? Are you preaching the word properly? God does nothing except reveal his secrets. I mean, that's the first thing he does. That's the thing he wants to do the most, is tell you what's coming. He doesn't want to keep secrets from you. He doesn't want to be mysterious. Anyway, let's proceed, shall we? The book of Revelation now continues in chapter 8. The seven seals are ending, and the seven trumpets. This are the actual events that are soon to come. They are not over. They are not in the past. They are not about Rome. They are for you. You. So listen up. Revelation 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for the space of half an hour. That's a very interesting verse. The tribulation is called the hour of temptation. Half an hour was silence in heaven. Think of that, make of that what you will, but you know Satan's in heaven now, and then he is evicted. Does this mean the first half, as thunder roars through my window again, the first half of the tribulation is without Satan here, and the second half is with him here? Some people would say that. But let's go on. Revelation 8:2, and I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. Whoops. I'm sorry, I'm reading out of this is the King James, which is totally great, but I wanted to read the NASB, which is a little more understandable to folks. And I saw the seven angels who stood before God and stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another angel came and stood at the altar holding a golden censer. And much, that's a bowl, that's smoke. And much incense was given to him so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar which were before the throne. The saints before the throne on the golden altar. These are the martyrs. These are the ones who have already died for Christ. Their prayers. And these are being added to the prayers of those on earth. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the prophet of the saints, with the prayers of the saints, went up before God out of the angel's hands. This is proof that God hears your prayers. Then the angel took the censer with the prayers in it and the smoke, took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar. Whoa. And threw it to the earth. And there followed peals of thunder and sounds and flashes of lightning and an earthquake. Freak to say, God is not superfluous. He does not say things for no reason. These words are here for a very specific reason. In other words, the time of these prayers are being answered. That is what is being said. It's time to rock and roll. It is on. These prayers for vengeance are being answered. Right? The previous chapter, the martyrs, those who were slain for the word of God and for his testimony, said, "How long, O Lord, how long till your vengeance, till you avenge us?" It's beginning. Never before in history, don't let someone deceive you into thinking that God has avenged the martyrs. That's a joke. There are martyrs still today. That time is not over. When the first trumpet begins, the vengeance of Almighty God has begun. The seven things you were sealed with are now starting to actually occur. So you can witness, you can say, "I knew beforehand. God told me." It's right here. Okay, Revelation 8, verse 6. "And the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound them." This is it, folks. The trumpets are about to sound. By the way, this ties in, if you're scriptural based at all, to Paul. He talks about the last trumpet. The last is the seventh, because there are only seven, not only here in Revelation, but in the book of Yeshua, that's Jesus. In the book of Yeshua, there are seven trumpets. And when they all blow together, the walls of the great city fall. And vengeance is accomplished. The enemy's walls shall not stand. Just be sure you're not his enemy. All right, friend? Get in his word. Be sealed. And we'll continue here with the trumpets after this very short timeout, including a word of encouragement from Trad AM. That's Traditional American Movement. Now, the leftist media would love conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness like John the Baptist. But do not be fooled. Americans identify themselves as conservatives, outnumber leftists 2-1. To numerous polls say that. you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's called traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TRADAM, as we call our home. TraditionalAmericanMovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars. Cut that out, guys, and find out what's new in the conservative community. So join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revolution, all on TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. That's TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAM is, as always, a liberal free website. We'll be back right after this.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Hey, welcome back to the program, folks. I'm Mr. Manti, your host of the Manti Show, every Friday night, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, here on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, 718-305-7176. The phone number is 718-305-7176. Christopher at conservativenationradio.org is the phone number. Thank you so much for listening in. If you're here live in the chat room, check in there as well. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. But if you're not live and listening afterwards, you missed out. Sorry. Can't participate in that format, but send me a note anyway if you want. By the way, just go to conservativenationradio.org, click on my show page, and you can fill out a form if you want to be a guest or if you know someone who should be a guest. I will contact them. Just send me their info, and there's a form right there to submit it. Boom, I get it, and we'll proceed from there. Okay, so utilize that if you're at all interested. And I always think, you know, I've had guests on the show before, and it's not too awful hard to get some, and I know some great folks and people you may have heard of to get on, but I don't know, something in me is just not down with that right now. I feel like there's something more important to get out there, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, let's proceed, shall we, with the book of Revelation. Yes, we are back. The Apostle John, been told to write the things that he sees. Has been doing so for 2 chapters now. Contrary to what you may have been told, things will pursue and torture you. You have eyes to see and ears to hear. It's meant for you. So, let's go. Revelation chapter 8. We continue. The first trumpet is sounding. Verse 7. The first sounded, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the earth was burnt up, and a third of the trees were burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. First blush, you're like, holy cow, what the heck is going on here? This is not good. Well, it is not good, but every line in this verse is a reference to the Old Testament, to Moses. And a third of the earth, and a third of the trees, and a third of the grass. Well, again, they're all references to other things. For example, all flesh is as grass, says other books of the Bible. A book would say, I saw men as trees walking. A third of the trees burnt up. A third of the earth. Hail and fire mixed with blood. How about Isaiah 24? Look this stuff up. The third part of all these things. Again, I can get into crazy detail every verse of these trumpets. Let's just say the third that it's talking about, the third of the earth, this is a judgment on the house of Israel. Just like it was in the Old Testament, it will be again. It's against Israel. Our grass, our trees, our earth. Hail, fire, and blood. Typified by the United States. Let's move on. And the second angel sounded something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. As we'll read later in this book, the sea is the people of the world. What does it mean for a third of the sea to become blood? Again, this has to do with your mind. Mark of the beast or seal of God? What is in your forehead? What's in your brain? What do you believe? At this point, this is where they begin to be separated. A great mountain burning with fire. A mountain is always symbolic of a nation. A great nation burning with fire thrown into the sea of the people. And a third of the people became as blood. And a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. Creatures that had life died. That's something you can't just gloss over. Again, this is talking about people. not fish. How could, first of all, how could you be a sea creature and not have life? That means you're already dead. Think about it. And a third of the ships were destroyed. This is commerce. This is what you would call the deadly wound. And you'll find out about that in chapter 13. The first trumpet is the fall of one system and the rising of the beast. One world system all over the world. A third was destroyed, a third burnt up, a third burnt up. Does this ring a bell? That a third were taken by Satan, the third of God's angels went with him. And it just so happens that this is a third of the earth, and a third of the trees, and a third of the grass with this first trumpet. This is the government of the one world political system. The sea is the people, remember. It rises from the sea. And you'll see that later in greater detail. I know you don't, it may not make sense to you right now. But this is the first trumpet. Maybe it would help to go back to Daniel chapter 7. Because in Daniel 7, it tells you exactly what happens. Remember I told you before the winds are held back? There it is. The winds were held back while everyone was sealed, and then the trumpets begin, and that's when the winds are released. That means trumpets are going to blow. You blow wind to a trumpet, right? Four angels at the four corners of the earth, they have a trumpet, and then there's three other angels that have the last three. Here's what Daniel chapter 7 has to say. I was looking in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. There's the great sea again. Stirring up the sea. The four winds were blowing on the people of the earth, stirring them up. Are you seeing that beginning now? Look at the Middle East. But I digress. And four great beasts were coming from the sea, different from one another. The first, and again, I won't get into details, but this is what, when the first trumpet sounds, this is what's happening. And four great beasts coming up from the sea, different from one another. The first was like a lion. And had the wings of an eagle. Who's the eagle? And I kept looking until its wings were plucked. And it was lifted from the ground and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. A human mind was also given to it. Now, this is interesting. He had wings and was flying, but God took those wings away and unnaturally was made to stand on 2 feet instead of four. And a human mind was given to it. We're not supposed to have a human mind. We're supposed to have the mind of God. This is a punishment. What political system could this be speaking of, or a nation? Wings, eagle. Wings were taken away. And behold, another beast, a second one resembling a bear. And it was raised up on one side, and three ribs were in its mouth between its teeth. And thus they said to it, arise, devour much flesh. I'll leave that to you. After this, I kept looking, behold, another one like a leopard, which had on its back four wings of a bird. A fowl. Okay, this is not an eagle. This is like a chicken. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it. Again, folks, you have to read. Keep this in mind with other books of the Bible. Other chapters in the same book of Daniel, the book of Zechariah. This tells you about this four-headed beast. And dominion was given to it. What's dominion? The earth. power, geography, land. And here's the important point. After this, I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrifying and extremely strong, and had large iron teeth. Devoured. First of all, if you think these are real animals, okay, this should pretty much shake. They're talking about multi-heads and wings on lions and teeth made of metal, right? Large iron teeth. It devoured and crushed and trampled down the remainder with its feet, and it was different from all the beasts that were before it. It had 10 horns. Okay, so we'll leave this be for now in Daniel. We'll get to a point in Revelation where we'll see this 10-horned beast again. That is what the first trumpet is all about. The 10-horned beast rising. Rising. Previous powers falling, and this one arising. A third of the earth is on board. All right? So we're really rocking now. Revelation chapter 8 continues after this short break. This is the Christopher Manti Show, only on conservativenationradio.org. By the way, let's tell you real quick about Patriot Depot here before I forget. Let's assume you're listening to Conservative Nation Radio. You are a conservative. You love America and our Constitution, just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want a Supply Depot to get everything you want, from books to bumper stickers to patriotic T-shirts to flags. The pipeline to all that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website and click on the Patriot Depot banner. It's right on the top, Patriot Depot. That'll take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all of your conservative revolution needs. So wave your flag and proudly display your love of America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the Patriot Depot banner to join. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Little hiccups. We'll blame that on the weather. Welcome back to the Spirit of the Nation Radio Network. This is Christopher Manti Show. I am Christopher Manti Post. Please visit TrinityMediaOnline.com and Trin Media on Twitter. See in our show on Twitter for our network feed. It is blowing up. So join in on that, and maybe we'll follow you back. All right, so hang in there, and hopefully you're within, if you're under threat here tonight, hopefully you'll be safe and be smart about it. Don't go outside and watch. If there's some kind of tornado threat, please get in your basement or someplace in a doorway. Someplace safe. Okay, don't be dumb. Be smart. You have a brain. Use it. So, we are continuing with Book of Revelation, Chapter 8, for the final half hour of the Manti program. 718-305-7176, by the way, Christopher at conservativenationradio.org for email communication. Let us continue if we can. We talked about the first trumpet and what it means. The beast, the winds are blowing, the beasts are released, and the one world system is put into play. It is launched, so to speak. It is this is the fulfillment of so many dreams and hopes from the socialists and demagogues and tyrants all over the world to bring down. America has finally been brought down. Now we can finally implement our one world system. No one could stop us. We're all together. Who can make war with us if everyone's in on it? But there's a hiccup. Chapter 13 calls it the deadly wound, and this is the description of the deadly wound. Ready? Second trumpet, Revelation 8, verse 8. The second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the creatures that had life died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. Now, this is interesting. A great mountain burning with fire. Huh. Does that ring a bell? Mountain, fire, anything at all. Any Bible story whatsoever, anything. Nothing? Nothing coming to you? Nothing. Anything at all? Well, I got an idea. What? Let's just say, you know, could possibly be referring to, I don't know, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 10, 11. Okay, what does that say, Manti? Gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days of their life, that they shall live upon the earth, and they may teach their children, and they may come near and stood under the mountain. And the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. Huh! A mountain that burns with fire. By Jove, I can't believe that's in there. A great mountain burning with fire thrown into the sea. Now, that's interesting. All right, well, that's got to be it, right? All right, how about Deuteronomy chapter 5? Came to pass that when he heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. Behold, the Lord our God has showed us in his glory and his greatness. We have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. For who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived? Who who is there of all flesh who hath heard the voice of the living God? Wait a minute. A third. A third of the fire, a third of the sea. Yes, indeed. Very interesting. By the way, and again, we'll get to it. I understand I haven't gotten there yet, but when you go back and listen to this after we do chapter 13, you're going to see the beast, the one world beast, rises from the sea, and this is where this great mountain burning with fire was thrown into that sea. The people. Okay, let's just remember, none of this is new information. This is revealing. This is unveiling. Revelation means to uncover previously hidden things. It's all just like, what was it, Progresso soup? It's in there. No, spaghetti sauce. Some kind of commercial that says it's in there. It's in there. Revelation is not new information. It's just presenting it. It's putting it together, the things that are already written. And that's why it's so important that you learn it. Okay, so we have what's called a deadly wound. The system that has risen from the sea has now been wounded in one of its heads. It's all of a sudden, just as it's beginning to work, it fails. God himself has judged this beast as a failure. Man cannot do it. His time is up. Okay? That's the bottom line of the second trumpet. This beast that has risen has now been wounded to death, one of its heads. And each head is a mountain. And this was a mountain. Okay. And the third angel sounded. And a great star. This system that's been wounded needs a savior, doesn't it? The third angel sounded. And a great star fell from heaven. Uh-oh. Burning like a torch. And it fell on a third of the rivers. And on the springs of rivers. Or as the King James say, the rivers and the fountains of waters. Fountains. The name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the waters because they were made so bitter. The word wormwood very simply means bitterness. Absinthe. You've heard of absinthe? It comes from this exact word in the Greek, absinthion. Absinthe is a bitter drink. A fountain that has bitterness. Again, this should set your mind to other things. James chapter 3, verse 11 says, "Does a fountain send forth at the same time sweet water and bitter?" Read Daniel chapter 8. Who is this who arrives? Who is this wormwood? Who is this star that falls? Through his policy, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. Peace, the bitterness of false peace. And he shall also stand up against the prince of princes. And he shall be broken without hand. He's standing up against Jesus Christ because he is the false Christ, Satan himself, the bringer of the bitter water. Nobody knows. This is crazy. Jeremiah also talks about this. Numbers, Isaiah, Proverbs. Jeremiah 9 says, "But have walked after the imagination of their own heart, and after Baalim," that's Satan. "Therefore saith the Lord, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. That's the Old Testament talking about wormwood. How about Jeremiah 23? I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. Mm-hmm. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people of Israel to err. Behold, I will feed them with wormwood. Numbers chapter 5. And the priest shall have in his hand the bitter water that causeth the curse. Bitter water is wormwood. Isaiah 5. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe indeed. This is where the evil pretends to be good. The darkness says he is the light bringer. And bitterness says he is sweet peace. Proverbs chapter 5. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth smoother than oil, but her end is as bitter as wormwood. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. That's exactly what this guy, this star, is all about. Satan himself has arrived to heal the one world system. Are you prepared? Are you prepared? I hope so. Christopher Manti Show, again every Friday night, 5 to 7. But we have a new program, folks. That's right, brand new on Mondays, Conservative Nation Radio Network. We are very proud to welcome a new show called Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. We welcome Dave to our lineup every Monday. Even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. You remember a couple weeks ago with this mosque situation and the FBI trying to teach on hatred of if you post anti-Islamic things on social media, you could be arrested, that type of stuff. Yeah, that's Tennessee. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and some of the most informed guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check him out. It's brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. ConservativeNationRadio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will be right back. Congress don't make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of the speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website. TheThirdLantern.com. That's the number 3, RD, lantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Higgin Resch sent you. TheThirdLantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Welcome back.
Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Indeed, welcome back to the show. The final segment of Christopher Manti radio program for this week. I sure appreciate you being with me. 718-305-7176. This is Brad, conservativenationradio.org. We're going to finish up this chapter and get the heck out of here. Get to some safety and some dinner. That sounds like a plan to me. So let us finish this chapter up, Revelation chapter 8, if you would. And we just read about the third trumpet, the third angel and the great star that fell from heaven. I mean, come on, guys. It's not that hard, is it? I mean, you're going to read about it in chapter 12 in more detail, but great star falling from heaven. We know who that is, right? Come on. Stay with me here. And this, I don't understand. Verses like this drive me crazy about somebody who says it's already happened. Huh? Really? Really? Satan's fallen from heaven and landed on the earth. Where is he? You can't hide once that happens. You're out of heaven. That means you can be seen. Right? Yes. Correct. This is for a very, very short amount of time. He even says he knows his time is short. Jesus said specifically, I have shortened those days for the elect's sake. This is not a perpetual on and on and on 2,000-year-long period. It's not even a 7-year period. It's not even a 3.5-year period. The time has been shortened, and it is very short indeed. But it's still coming. It's in the future. I'm sorry if that grates some people the wrong way. Futurism, yeah, whatever. Futurism. Well, Revelation was meant to unveil the secrets yet to come. The day of the Lord. The day of the Lord clearly has not come. That's what it's all about. I was in the spirit on the day of the Lord. That's what John said in the first chapter of this book. That's what everything he writes is about. That day. The time immediately preceding it and the day itself. 1,000-year day of the Lord when Jesus reigns bodily from Jerusalem. That hasn't happened, obviously. Stuff before, directly before, has not happened, obviously. So that's what we're preparing for. Now we're reading about when it goes down, what happens. You got so far, a one world system. And this is all about the four horsemen again, right? Same thing. Which horse is this? The one world system, but sickly. It's defective. It's corrupted. It's perverse. It rises, it tries, but it fails. It's wounded by war. The great fiery mountain thrown into the sea, and it deadly wounds it. War and economic collapse. So it needs a savior. So in comes the white horseman, Satan himself. And he's coming to save it. He's going to heal that wound. Remember, there are two beasts to come. One is a political system, and one is the religious leader, Satan himself. Okay, let's close it out with the fourth trumpet. The fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars were struck, so that a third of them would be darkened, and the day would not shine for a third of it in the night in the same way. Jesus said there would be signs in the stars and the moon and the sun before he returned. This is what he's talking about. Darkened. Why would it be darkened? Again, the Bible answers itself. This is the first stage of the locust. Again, you will read about it in the next chapter, actually chapter 9. But there are four stages of the locust. This is called the swarming stage. And if you look to nature, have you ever seen a swarm of locusts? There are so many of them, and they're spreading their wings high in the sky. They literally will block out the sun. It will be dark like a storm cloud because of the swarming locust. So this darkened of the sun, moon, and stars, this is what this is about, the swarming of the locust. Who are the locusts? We'll find out. We'll find out. Isaiah 13. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light, and the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Joel chapter 3. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the sun shall withdraw their shining. The Lord shall roar out of Zion, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Luke 21, and there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, as I said. And upon the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Okay? So you've got the signs in these things that are not giving their light because they are being blocked out by the flying locust. We'll read about them soon. And to close out the chapter 8 in Revelation, we read, and I looked, and I heard an eagle, interesting, flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, 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 that's three woes, to those who dwell on the earth because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound. That's trumpet 5, 6, and 7, woe, woe, and woe. We've had the four angels at the corners of the earth. We've had the three woe angels now. Look out. The big stuff is about to commence, and we'll pick it up next week with the fifth trumpet. Okay? Big, big deal. Stay safe out there. Remember to be salt and light this darkened world. Do it for your family. Do it for the Lord. Take care.